Hello, and welcome to the Pony Sync for March 2nd, 2021. My name is Andy Turley. I am the host, and thank you for everybody who is joining us in person and everybody who's tuning into the recording of this sometime after the fact. So we have a small group here today, but if everybody could just say hello.
I'm Joe McAlee.
Hey, I'm Jason Kerr.
Thank you. As always, we have the issues that we're going to discuss today. They're in Zulip in the sync stream under the 2021-03-02 topic. So if you're in the meeting or if you're following along at home, you can head over there and get the issues and get links to the issues and follow along yourself. So let's start, as we always do, with the RFCs. We have three PRs. The first one is add mandatory FFI declarations proposal. That's 184.
Yeah. So 6 days ago, there's a comment added about FFI intrinsics and how we currently use them in this kind of overloaded way for assigned versus unsigned from the same function, and also for the platform dependent size types being, you know, using one intrinsic or the other based on what platform you're on.
Mm-hmm.
This does make it difficult to this makes it difficult to deal with the mandatory declarations for them, and I'm not sure what the right solution for this is.
Fair enough. I'm really not sure either. I don't know that I have any useful opinions on this one. Jason, any thoughts?
I'm adding a small comment about one more alternative, because you might be able to gather that information from header files, but that's it's a dangerous proposition, but it keeps convenience.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, gather what information from header files? I guess I can wait till you're done typing, but
sorry, repeat that.
Gather. Oh, I see. You're just adding as an alternative for the RFC in general. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's trivial, but it would solve this use case. And I can't imagine there's going to be any C functions we're calling without some sort of header file. So if we can use that enough to be able to call it from Pony, then it avoids that bit of extra boilerplate and room for error. Well, that doesn't really move much room for error.
Well, the LOVM intrinsics, I think, are an example where there's no header file.
I mean, those we could bake in, correct?
We could.
Or provide any sort of wrapper.
I think they're currently baked in already. Part of the one of the questions that was asked when we were kind of discussing this in Zulip was, you know, should you have to have use for an LLVM intrinsic? And we being Sean and I were both agreeing that yes, that would be good for consistency's sake, and because the intrinsics are only used they could conceivably be used by user code, but most likely they're only used in the built-in package in the standard library. And so that extra overhead would only be on us for that one set of files. But so I would prefer to have like the consistency there, but I don't know. The other thing about, I'm skeptical in general about the general solution of like lifting information from C headers, because it's kind of like, it can be enough information for some basic cases, but I think for some more complex use cases, you might run into trouble where like what you want on the pony side doesn't exactly match the semantics of what's being expressed on the C side.
Yeah. I mean, there's sort of the point that it's not necessarily covering every case. Like if you do have reasons to declare it, you can do so, but there's sort of a selling point that FFI is fairly easy to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I can respond asynchronously about the my thoughts on the FFI intrinsics or LLVM intrinsic stuff. It could be that casting is the best solution for that issue. Or it could be that we need some notion on the some notion at the FFI level that like I8 and U8 are equivalent from an FFI perspective. Either that, or we have some kind of way of actually, I have another solution kind of in mind actually for, so this is something that could be useful for other situations as well. So we could have use declarations at the top of the file be able to specify like an alias or like to it could be specified as kind of an alias to a function. So for example, llvm.bitreverse.i8 could be defined for type i8. And then we could define an alias called llvm.bitreverse.u8 that just is an alias of the llvm.bitreverse.i8, but it's an alias with a different type signature. It is a, you know, ABI compatible type signature, but it is a different pony type signature. And that would it would make the code that uses it somewhat clearer, because you'd see .u8 instead of .i8. It would just be that one line of overhead. And then also, yeah, in the compiler, we need to have some way of managing those aliases. But it could also be more convenient for some cases where, let's say, you know, you have a library that's wrapping some FFI library and all the functions begin with some prefix. You could actually set up aliases of all those functions that don't have the prefix that you can use within your package to call those functions call them somewhat more conveniently while having Pony, you know the mapping from your local alias to the C function name. Mm-hmm. So that seems like it could be helpful in other cases besides just this one, but also help in this one. I'll add a comment to that effect.
Okay. Should we leave it at that for now then?
Sure.
Anything else we want to discuss there? All right. Unicode string 179.
I'm just catching up here on the back and forth in the past few days between Kyle Brown 9 and Roland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the short of it is that last paragraph or the last set of bullet points from Kyle Brown. It's a suggestion.
Are you typing a response here?
I suppose it's pretty loud. I was actually typing a response on the first one.
Oh,
I don't
have
any immediate thoughts on the string bit.
Okay. Joe, do you have anything you want to add to the string?
See, I think we kind of covered a fair bit of the byte stuff. That was the intent of that like current byte buffer, to allow all of the fancy and error prone performance stuff.
Yes. But I am interested in so I'm trying to think of the best way to continue this discussion on this, but I am interested in hearing more of what Kyle Brown 9 has to say on this topic. I think it would be good to get more elaboration, but the current byte buffer is an example of possible mitigation. I'm a little bit confused by, let's see, treat the string length as its byte length. So I'm assuming then that the primary way this is a suggestion would be that the main way of iterating this would be over bytes. And the string length is its byte length. And then if you want to think in terms of characters, you have to use separate character-like. I think this is actually, I think what Kyle Brown 9 is describing is rather similar to what Pony does today, except for I think Pony today doesn't use UTF-8. I think it uses, is it UTF-32? But we already today, have byte-based operations as primary. And then if you want to think in terms of characters, then you use the runes iterator or the, we have iterators specific to those cases. So I'm gonna maybe ask Kyle Brown 9 to try to look at what we have today and do a comparison of what, not asking this person to compare to the existing RFC proposal here, but comparing to what we have today, because I'm curious what they see as the primary difference being, other than UTF-8. Okay. I will leave a comment to that effect.
Okay. Cool. So next one is add RFC for sort by 178.
Looks like this is just a good overview of other languages from Kyle Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just that overview. I don't know if there's much else to really discuss on that one. I'd forgotten about this issue. And the last one, we have an issue. String class is error prone and has usability issues, 107. So it looks like Kyle Brown commented on it. And Sean pointed him to the RFC. I don't think there's much else to discuss there, unless somebody else wants to say something. Any other comments there?
Nothing from me.
Jason?
Sorry, I'm good.
No, that's okay. Okay, let's move on to Pony C then. There are two issues. The first one is for release 0.39.1. Just Sean's note about targeting the release date for March 26th, 2021. And RFC 59 formal viewpoint adaptation. Let's see here. So
this was linked to the subtyping PR, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything you want to say about that here?
Not today. I don't think there's much to say.
Okay. All right. In that case then. Okay. So that's it for Pony C and the RFCs. So we'll just go back to the top and look at Corral, fetcher and updater notified when errors occur, 159. Looks like pull request was approved. Verify PR build's most recent Pony C release on Windows failed. Do we need to just rerun this? I don't know enough about this really to know what's important here or not. Maybe I'll just leave a comment about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
Okay. All right. I've left a question about that. Two issues, release 0.5.1. That's issue 179. It's a note from Sean just saying earliest planned release date would be end of March 2021. And move when default revision should be supplied, 175.
Yeah, there's a bit of back and forth on specifying revisions versus versions here, because right now there's sort of two. It's a bit weird. There's two separate fields, but one of them doesn't actually make that much sense with the. I don't think I can actually communicate this well. It's probably best to just read.
Okay. Well, leave it at that then. Okay. Pony Lang website. The only thing we've got here is the Last Week in Pony issue. Pony Up. Add Pony Doc to supported programs. It's 176. Okay, so this is just a reminder that Sean has made. I don't think there's a whole lot else to say there. release bot action, switch to Python-based scripts. I'm guessing those are currently in a shell script. And Sean is doing the responsible thing of suggesting that we move to Python so that we can do something logical there. I don't know that there's a whole lot else to say on that one. Yeah, it looks like these are all just bash scripts. So, you know, if your bash program gets longer than 10 lines, you switch to writing to Python. And then once it gets to 300 lines, you kick yourself and do something else.
Like Perl.
Hmm?
Like Perl.
Yeah. okay. So that's it for issues. Is there anything else anyone would like to discuss in this meeting? By the way, hi, Red.
Howdy. Sorry, I just had to escape a really annoying change control. Wait, this is recorded. A very professionally managed change control meeting.
We'll handle that one in post. Who am I kidding? There's no post here. okay. Any other issues that anybody wants to discuss or any other points, topics, fun things? All right, well, happy 13th month of March. It's going to be March again forever and ever and ever. And I will see everybody next week. That'll be March 9th, and we'll do this all over again. So thanks to everybody who showed up, tuned in. Thanks to everybody who's listening. Thanks to everybody everywhere in the world who's doing awesome stuff. And we will talk again later. Bye-bye.
Right.